Robots are performing jobs that used to be done by humans, but the robotics industry is also creating new careers. For this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA Sarah Bowden looks at the need for talent in this growing sector.
"We're still hiring humans," proclaims a billboard east of the 31st Street Bridge near Lawrenceville, where I stand with John Bears, president and CEO of Carnegie Robotics. On the billboard, a Pixar-looking automaton beckons engineers and programmers to apply to nearly a dozen open positions at Bears' company.
"Lawrenceville is right now the center of a lot of the blossoming robotics and manufacturing automation going on in the world. We wanted to get our presence smack in the middle of that."
Carnegie Robotics designs all sorts of robots, including those that detect landmines or clean cafeteria floors.
"Our robots do replace people, but we're still hiring, and we still need a lot of people to build those robots."
A 2016 report from the Pittsburgh Regional Conference backs this up. The city's robotics-related workforce has more than twice as many openings per capita when compared to the U.S. overall. So, if you're worried about a robot stealing your job, maybe consider learning to build them instead. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Sarah Bowden.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.